All right now, under the balmy 45 degree weather we have, let's bring in our balmy Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. And still not a bad day today. It's, of course, cooler than yesterday. We'll be in the low 40s, so that 45 will be dropping. And we'll have some showers or drizzle. Tonight, there'll be some drizzle. We'll be in the mid-30s. Some of the colder valleys could get to 32, and there could be a little bit of light freezing drizzle. You have to watch out for that. Now, for Friday, it's not a storm. It's an upper air disturbance. And that's at about 18,000 feet. It'll bring a chance of showers mixed with wet snow, about 40 degrees for the high. That moves out. And Saturday is a partly cloudy day in the low 40s, and Sunday is sunny with a high of 40 to 45 degrees. So you almost feel guilty when you hear about all the real bad weather out west and south. And here we sit, nice and calm. I mean, you know, the bomb cyclone is hitting the west coast again. They're expecting 10 inches of rain and 70-mile-per-hour winds.
Now, what I don't understand... This is such a big drought in California. Isn't this helping the drought out in California?
Tremendously.
I mean, no one's, you know, you think we see all these stories about Lake Mead and how low it is.
Right.
How come we don't get reports on what's going on with Lake Mead and how that's filling up?
That's an excellent question, because this is all very beneficial to the water problems out west. Extremely beneficial. In some places, of course, what is overriding that is the fact that there's so much water and the ground has been so parched that there's flooding. So rather than them bringing you the positive points, they're bringing you all the negative points.
But you got, you know, you, there's 24-hour news cycles. I mean, the national news cycles can certainly say, yeah, this is the devastation that's happening, but Mother Nature Mother Nature on the positive side, you know, Lake Mead was at its lowest level ever. Well, now that you don't hear any of that.
No, you just don't. You're right. But yeah, this is you know, this is how Mother Nature evens things out, and we've said this for years. Things always have to even out, and ladies and gentlemen, keep that in mind, because you know, we were cold Christmas time for a few days, big deal, but overall, so far, it's 5 days into the month of January. We're averaging 10 to 12 degrees above normal. Averaging.
You know, when I walked out to the car this morning, I walked through mud.
Yeah.
It's January 5th.
You should be walking on solid, solid ground that's frozen. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, you know, there's going to be a payback, but who knows when? Who knows when?
Well, I hope not soon. The longer you push it off,
yeah,
the less of an impact over a long term you have with bad weather. Like, the longer you push off getting, let's say, 15 to 20 inches of snow, just simply because where the sun is in the sky, the quicker it goes away. Now, I'm not saying it goes away quick, but I'm saying it doesn't, you know, it does go away faster at this time of year.
True. The problem is that you it's just not likely to push this off through the end of February. So, you know, things are going to have to change between now and February. No. I just don't know when.
Well, I guess I'll go back to being depressed about February then.
Well, February is at least a short month. Compared to January, anyhow. So that's it. And, I get up every single morning at the same time, and I'm always combing the charts to see if there's going to be a problem, because I haven't been discussing this, but since Monday, there have been models, and not just the American model, but the European model, that have been brewing up big-time nor'easters for us.
For when?
Oh, for different periods. But they have not been right yet. I mean, modeling that was saying next Wednesday has now put it off till next Sunday. Modeling that was saying this weekend has put it off until the middle part of next week, and they just disappear and reappear. So nobody has a clue. And that, you know, it's very simple. Picture the United States as a bowling alley from west to east, okay? And here is your lane. Your lane is, let's for all purposes say, right through the middle of the country from San Francisco to North Carolina, okay? Gutters on each side. And now you have the bowling ball, which is the bomb cyclone. It hits the lane on the west coast near San Francisco, and it comes flying down the lane. Now, does it hook to the left? Does it hook to the right? Or does it stay right in the alley? That is why the modeling is having so many problems, because it's one piece of energy after another coming down the bowling lane, and it's having a lot of problems in figuring out where these things are going. Because they're just big and fast. So, you know, I can't help you. I mean, the National Weather Service has actually sent in the NOAA hurricane planes yesterday to sample the atmospheric conditions around this bomb cyclone so they could put that information into the computer models and get a better forecast for the West Coast. So, you know, when the National Weather Service does that, NOAA does that, you know things are serious.
A question for you. We all know over the past 25 years, China, the United States, Russia, all the major companies, all countries that have armies, have been tooling with the weather to see if they can increase rainfall in certain areas. Do you think that would have a cumulative effect on weather cycles?
I really don't.
Okay.
No, because the sampling that they have been doing is just a needle in the haystack compared to how vast the atmosphere is.
Yeah,
so it just would not, no.
Yeah, I look at it now and you say that and I think, it takes something like a Mount St. Helens or a big volcano to really affect the climate.
Things, right.
And that's so entirely visible. It would have to be something like that.
Yeah, I agreed. So no, this is definitely part of climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is.
I like the reason I like global warming is because climate change is always happening. It's happened since the beginning of time, and it will continue to happen as long as the Earth's around.
Right.
Look what's happening in London this year.
Yeah,
they're skiing down the streets.
Right, but in the meantime, Italy, where the Pope is being laid out, the ex-Pope, the weather's not bad there at all. It's very mild.
It's almost like England's back in the time when all these Christmas tales were written, because back then there was always snow. And I saw the pictures of people skiing down the streets in London. I said, holy smokes.
Yeah, but you see, it changes. I mean, that's London. Then you go over to Europe, to Italy, and it's mild. So, it's really topsy-turvy. And if anything, it makes it extremely interesting for yours truly.
Well, I would imagine, yeah. I mean, there's a surprise around every corner.
That's correct. Yep.
And when I say a surprise, the computers aren't, which are meant to help you with advance, kind of give you a fairly consistent look that something might happen, haven't been consistent at all.
No, terrible. Absolutely terrible, really. All of them, including the Euro, just up and down, up and down, up and down. And usually in the afternoon, there's one model blowing up a huge storm, and of course the chitter chatter starts right away, and you get the people on the internet, on YouTube, big bomb, big snowstorm coming for the east, blah blah blah. Calm down, everybody. You have to wait and see. This is the kind of winter we're going to.
All right, well, let's recap our forecast right through Sunday, maybe into Monday.
So showers and some drizzle, low 40s today. Drizzle around the night, mid-30s. Showers mixed with wet snow around 40 Friday. And it's partly cloudy Saturday, low 40s, 40 to 45 Sunday. Monday, a chance of a little bit of rain, maybe.
So we're not talking about any steady rain. We're just basically talking about drizzle and light showers.
That's at this point right now, yeah. Northern New England may see 1 or 2 inches of snow tomorrow, but I don't think we will.
All right. Well, we'll hold you to that and put your feet to the fire tomorrow morning once again.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.